anything else that you have going on? Do you have other fundraisers coming up other than the Rock and Blues Festival on September 8th?
I want to say something about the Rock and Blues Fest. I missed it last year because I was out doing a service dog presentation in Alabama. But I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Ben Strober and Scott
Bogart. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to meeting them. Yesterday was the first time I met Rob Vici, who is a graduate and a retired colonel. So it was nice to finally put a face and actually talk to him.
Wow. And listening to what they do is synergistic to you. It's amazing.
They do another ton of work it's amazing.
It really is.
So outside of the Rock and Blues Fest, the 5K run in Belmar, the same morning, same day as the Blues Festival, we'll be down there and support the 5K. And then we will leave and head our way back up here to Flemington to attend the Rock and Blues Fest, which starts at 1 o'clock, 1 to 8, I believe. And then September 23rd at Moby Dick's in Seawarren, New Jersey, will be hosting another event for us. This will be their third year doing it. So it's people just grab on and do things.
Oh, yeah.
And then they go, oh, we got another fundraiser. And then out of the blue, a woman down in Quantico, Virginia, is doing a fundraiser August 17th in Fairfax, Virginia.
I love it. And it's got to be easier now to do stuff online, too. Social media, people can arrange things.
It is. And it's like, you know, anybody who does anything, we always make our own event so that it shows up on our Rebuild Warrior Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So people... It validates the event.
Oh, yeah.
That it is
legit.
A true event.
Yeah. And especially what you were talking about with the 501c3 and how much you do give away from all of the earnings or funding that you get, 98%. That's incredible. So while we have a couple more minutes, let's hear a little bit more about anything else. What do you think the future of your Rebuilding Warriors will be?
I think it's going to be steady. We have decided to cut back on the amount of dogs that we're going to do next year, only because Jeff Anderson, who got sick, who started this, and he's still recuperating. So it's been a long road for him, and we've talked, and he always says to me, "Promise me 10 dogs."
Aww.
And I said, 10 dogs it is. And he goes, "I'm going to say this to you again tomorrow, 10 dogs. So, and that's what we have agreed on. And so we actually have our search criteria for those 10 dogs, which we pretty much already have now as puppies. And we'll pair them to a higher tiered veteran, like Special Forces, Navy SEALs.
Yeah. Aw, hello.
And,
got something to say?
We gave one of my favorite presentations was down in Virginia Beach to a former Navy SEAL from SEAL Team 6. And his safe zone, he's a paratrooper. So...
So he's adorable.
He's a paratrooper, so his safe place is up in the air, up in the sky.
Wow.
Skydiving.
Wow.
So... He asked me at the time we were doing the training, and he says, "So can Via jump out of a plane?" And I go, "That's not on me to teach."
Yeah, right.
That's for you.
Wow.
But it's amazing what they do for the dogs.
I can see that happening.
And that dog loves to jump with them.
Oh, really? So she has been trained to do it?
Oh, yeah. She's jumped numerous times.
I can picture it.
Last year, I believe it was the Patriot Games at Chicago's Soldier Field. He jumped in to start the game with her.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I want to see that video clip.
So.
Yeah, cause, well, you can see, you know, dogs love to put their head out the window when you're driving. They're taking it all in. It's like, you know.
His wife sent me a video of it, and I go, "Is that the wind that's making her tail move?" And she goes, "No. She's happy." And I go, "She's as sick as your husband."
That is so funny.
But it is. It's just an amazing bond that they got.
Well, tell us more stories about some of your other placements.
John Nuremberger was probably one of the veterans that did not come to us. People came to us about him.
Ah.
And John was a paratrooper, went to school to become a paratrooper in the Army. And during his training, his parachute did not open.
Oh,
so
no.
He did a free fall from 100 feet and hit the ground. So
God.
He
that's awful.
He at times was suicidal. And so I went and spoke to him with the two people who intervened, and we paired him with a dog, and now he's going to college. He wants to do social work.
Is he completely disabled? Like,
no.
He was okay. Thank God. Yeah.
I mean, other than PTSD. And then, of course, coming to the VA, they keep telling him, well, they were telling him, you don't have PTSD.
Yeah, well, talk about that for a second, because that's very interesting. Does the VA generally help with that? Or they say, no, you just don't have it, get over it, or what? Generally speaking, of course, I'm stereotyping as to one person, but
in the beginning, I think they want to. I think they want the veteran to really show that they have the need to receive treatment for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like John, he proved his point that he did have PTSD because even in my conversation with him, I told him, I said, "Well, go take your provider outside and point up about 100 feet and go
jump."
Okay, fall from there.
Yeah.
And then tell me you're not going to have PTSD.
Right.
So.
Right.
So he ended up getting it, and now he has medical treatment. And, you know, the big thing with the VA is they want to pump you full of meds. And, you know, I don't know how many I take, you know, 5 or 6. So, I mean, it takes the edge off. That's all it does.
Right.
It doesn't. It'll never make it go away.
Doesn't heal it. Right. Right.
So, but it's interesting. I happen to like the Lions VA. Mm. I think that they do a really, really good job with the veterans. There's never a great big crowd. There's never a long wait to go. The biggest wait up there is the inundated pharmacy.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, exactly what you're talking about. Do you have any idea how many vets are new vets every year, approximately? Anything like that?
I don't.
I have absolutely no idea. But I do know that how lucky could a vet or someone looking out for a vet be to put them in touch with you and the organization that you have, Rebuilding Warriors?
So they can reach us in a variety of ways. They can do it on Instagram, Twitter, Rebuild Warriors on Facebook, and our website is www.rebuildingwarriors.com.
Yeah.
And so, we also have the click here to donate.
Mm-hmm.
And once you donate, your tax deduction is 100% tax deductible. So
tell us about some of the different types of fundraising things that you've had. Like, what's most successful?
We usually do a big event down at the Headliner. Typically in May, but next year it's going to be in April because we kind of hit it a little off stride this year because of Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, right, right, right.
So now we're going to do it before Cinco de Mayo, and that's usually a good show. We had a band last year, two bands, Nikki Breyer, and we also had Madison Rising, who is a national recording artist. They both are, but Madison Rising travels the entire country, and they're in such demand. And when I went to them, they said, "Oh, heck yeah, we'll play for you."
Oh, I bet. I can't imagine anybody not saying it, but that's awesome.
I know.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we only have a minute or two left. We're actually a little ahead of ourselves today because we got off on a little bit fast and delayed, actually, because of our Facebook story. But I just want to remind everybody again, in honoring of the vets, the Mariah Foundation, as well as the help of Ben Strober and Scott Bogart, are holding an event that will benefit Rebuilding Warriors and Vet Rest. And that's going to be at the Rock and Blues Festival in Croton at the Croton Rod and Gun Club, 31 Brake Avenue, Flemington, New Jersey, from 1 to 8 on September 8th. And they'll be featuring live bands, food trucks, beer, wine, craft vendors, specialty drinks. You were starting to say something about how you didn't make it last year, but you heard it was great, right?
Mm-hmm. That I did.
Yeah.
My wife, my daughter, her boyfriend, attended with a few other people, friends of ours, and they said it was absolutely fabulous.
It really was, and they're expecting double turnout this time.
And if anybody doesn't know, CeCe Collette's husband was the guitar player for the band The Spin Doctors.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's a good thing to know, and they actually have two songs out that benefit, I believe, Vet Rest.
That's so fun. I know. I heard about that yesterday a little bit. But, yeah, it's going to be a good time. So last year we got rained on a little bit, but that did not stop anything. It was like actually like what a pounding crazy rain. But then everybody who was fun hung around still. There was a lot of great people, great food. So is there anything else you'd like everybody to know about?
Come out and support it. It's a great cause. You'll know where your dollar is going. I'm trying to get other veterans, local veterans here in New Jersey that we've given service dogs to attend.
Oh, that's nice.
And based on their schedule is whether or not they will.
Yeah.
But we have, I believe, 6-7 veterans here in New Jersey that range from Fords for me all the way down to Egg Harbor.
Wow.
And,
that's fantastic.
And then Philadelphia, we have... a veteran, so she may come as well.
Oh, fun. Well, that would be great. We'd love to see how the dogs and their partners with, we'll say the service dogs and their vet partners instead of the vets and their service dogs partners. So it's so cute. Oh, my God, what a great cause. So if you want to do something for the cause and stand up and donate or be there, just don't forget. Easy enough to find if you look on Facebook, Rock and Blues Festival, Croton, Flemington, New Jersey area, and also on Eventbrite, Rock and Blues Festival 2018. And don't forget to come out and see the vendors. Everybody, we all support their support so much. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jeff, it's been a great day again seeing you.
Thank you again for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're so glad to help. Don't forget, Rebuilding Warriors, top of mind. And thanks for listening in today. We wish we could have been streaming Facebook Live, but we will be back next week. So it's 3:53 in the afternoon. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
Thank you.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
USA Radio News.
Today in Arlington, Virginia, the Army returned the dog tags to the sons of a soldier missing from the Korean War. Charles McDaniel's dad went missing from the Korean War when he was 3 years old.
We didn't expect this. We've had a few days. Suddenly, we were contacted by the Department of the Army, and they said, "We've found one dog tag, and it's your father's."
New York Republican Chris Collins was arrested today on a massive insider trading scheme. Aside from lying to the FBI during this investigation, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman alleges
the crime that he committed was to tip his son Cameron so that Cameron and a few select others could trade on the news while the investing public remained in the dark.
Some 14,000 firefighters are continuing to fight 18 fires in California amid the heat and windy conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Today, Ivanka Trump is in Illinois, where she is visiting with local lawmakers and residents and also discussing President Trump's workforce initiative. A cable TV giant is a new owner of the iconic Brady Bunch house. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Discovery sharing that HGTV has won the bid for the Studio City, California house that served as the exterior for the original Brady Bunch home from 1969 to 1974. And the network reportedly plans to restore the residence to its original TV appearance. Discovery CEO David Zaslav making the announcement on the company's second quarter earnings conference call Tuesday, though not specifying a price tag for the house. He did not give a sense of what sort of program HGTV might build around the structure, nor whether Brady Bunch actors might take part in it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Bill Clinton is now a million-selling novelist. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The book The President is Missing, a thriller co-written with James Patterson, has more than a million sales in North America alone. The book's co-publishers, Alfred A. Knopf and Little Brown & Company, announcing those figures for the novel that was released on June 4th, topping bestseller lists for weeks. Reviews were mixed, but a Barnes & Noble fiction buyer says in a statement that The President is Missing has benefited from very strong word of mouth. The book's subject has also proved timely, a potentially devastating cyber attack, which intelligence experts have called a leading concern for real these days. Clinton, whose previous books include the memoir My Life, is now the rare author to have millions flat tires. Woods telling police it was a result of prescription medication, including Vicodin and Xanax. This is USA Radio News. Woods saying since it happened, he's taken a pain medication management course. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Fewer passengers are being bumped by U.S. airlines ever since that Kentucky doctor was dragged off a plane and hurt in Chicago. Video which went viral. In a statement emailed yesterday, the U.S. Department of Transportation reports ticketed passengers who were bumped from flights between April and June dropped to 44 per every million passengers. The DOT says that was the lowest quarterly rate since the agency started collecting such data in 1995. The entertainment world's reacting to news of the death of country music legend Glenn Campbell. Here's more from Mike Watts.
Many of the biggest names in country music taking to social media to mourn the passing of Glenn Campbell at the age of 81 after a long battle with Alzheimer's.